Hello and welcome to the Stretford Paddock. Oh, we are ready and we're back. See, I've jumped the gun too soon because I'm upset. The first points dropped, Manchester United against Wolves. It was 1-1. It was a mint first half, kind of teetered off in the second half. And we're here on the Stretford Paddock to review what we've just seen. What have we just seen, Joe?
We've basically seen the first signs of, I wouldn't say last season, but that kind of, we looked fallible in that second half. First half, we went in, I think everyone was basically really happy with the performance. We saw that new pressing style. And second half, they brought Traore on and we just couldn't deal with it. And then they got their goal and we didn't make many chances in the first half. And then after they scored, that continued lack of chances really cost us.
It's bad that they could see what United were doing in one half and make one substitution that was then to change the game completely. They sussed us out. Yeah. They knew what to do and it had such a big impact.
I think I agree with Joe in that the first half, we looked, it was a good away performance, wasn't it? And in terms of the way we set up, we blocked Wolves from their chances. Mm-hmm. They hardly had a sniff on goal. And second half, it was a change. I think it was, Doherty for Traore.
Yeah,
and as soon as that came out, the first 10 minutes or so, I think Luke Shaw struggled to adjust to deal with him on that left-hand side. And I mean, for the goal they scored, no one seemed to close him down, did they?
Oh, Ruben Neves. It was crazy.
Good finish, don't get me wrong, but no one seemed to close him down in the middle of the box.
No. It was weird. There was Martial on the man who was sort of on the edge of the 18-yard box, but slightly closer to the corner. And then just behind him, like I said, it was just an open vacuum. Yeah. Just Neves, maybe the best finisher from that range in the Premier League, left by himself.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you what you think you can do differently. Maybe you've got an opinion on what could United have done differently. But there was one thing that could have actually made us win the game, and that was a penalty.
I think with the penalty, we saw from the replays, I think Marcus didn't really contend to like take the penalty.
Wasn't too bothered. You saw that in him. He just sort of went.
It looked like Pogba. Yeah. It looked like Pogba went and said, "Yeah, I'll have this." And Marcus went, "Yeah, go on, you have it."
Yeah.
There was no argument, which I suppose you want really. You want people to agree on things.
What do you guys think then? There should be a set penalty taker.
Of course, there should be.
Yeah, you think so? It stops things like that, doesn't it? It stops anyone having any doubt in their mind. It stops people going, "Who's taking it? What's going on?" If the person who's taking the penalty knows that when we get a penalty, I take it. I think that can only be a good thing. Any indecision at a moment like that doesn't help things, does
it? No, even the guy who's taking the penalty, their attitude, if things get switched about, their mindset going into it can often change. So Pogba missed it. I mean, the penalty wasn't exactly world class.
I mean, it was a goalkeeper's height. It was the perfect goalkeeper's height for a penalty at that range. And it was an easy save, really. And we've seen by Marcus Rashford's penalties, you know, he likes to bury it in that top-hand corner. With Pogba, there's been a few controversies over his penalty taken with the stuttered runner. I'm surprised he didn't take that to be fair.
How when he does the stuttered runner, Pogba's like, "Oh, you can't be doing that." And then he don't do it. Like, "Why don't you do the stuttered runner, Paul?"
Come on, Paul.
We've learned to love it, actually. it was weird. It was a weird one, wasn't it? Like, it's that thing.
He changed his technique, didn't he?
Yeah, but everyone knows that sort of, between, you know, 1 and 2 feet off the floor is that window where the goal is just diving down.
Yeah.
Basically, by the time gravity's got him down, that's where his hands are.
Science.
And that's where he put the ball. Just use a bit of science there. You should try it sometime. But it's that position where it's easy for the goalie to save. And he hit it hard. He got a really good connection on it. But it's easy for the goalie. It either needs to stay on the ground or it needs to put it in the top corner, like you were saying Marcus has been doing with his penalties recently.
We mentioned it was a mint first half. We did have a good first half. The goal was class from Martial. Let's not take that away from him. It's 50th goal for United, and we say that, you know, there's a little check coming Monaco's way because he's now bagged 50 goals. And then they make a substitution, Wolves do. Oh, we didn't make a sub for a long time. Was that the main flaw of United, or what do you think happened in the second half that we can learn from and improve on?
I think with the substitutions, I think we did leave it a bit. Like, I mean, if you watch the watch along, we were all complaining about leaving it to the 88th minute. Well, the 80th minute was when the first substitution came in, wasn't it? It was Juan Mata that came on for Jesse Lingard, wasn't it? And then we were all surprised that Ollie left it to the 88th minute to bring on Mason. And who was the other substitution? It was
Pereira.
Pereira. Yeah.
I thought personally he left it way too late to make an impact. I mean, after Wolves scored, I thought we looked a bit tired, we looked a bit sluggish. But then we got into the game a bit.
Yeah. And maybe then, you thought that sort of, you wanted to ride out that storm after their goal, which United did quite well. Mm. And then, like you said, we sort of got back on the front foot again from the sort of 70th minute to kind of the 80th minute. Maybe you just thought our best chance of scoring is with the players that are on the pitch. But like you said, we all were kind of like, something needs to change and the manager isn't doing it.
Well, Ollie has been, I think he's been criticised in the past before about making late substitutions. Mm. I mean, what would you guys would have done? Would you have made the substitutions earlier? And do you think they were the right substitutions then?
Yeah, substitutions would have come in a lot sooner for me, if I'm honest, just because of the way they're doing. So we're just having a look at the a replay in our screens above us. It's showing the Rashford and Pogba incident. And what they are showing is of last week's penalty. Mm. And the same discussion was had between Pogba and Rashford. Mm. Rashford then taking it, this time Pogba not. So there might be a bit more to come on that. Yeah. Ollie might say some stuff in his press conference.
I'm sure there'll be questions about it almost certainly, won't it?
You're sort of reviewing that. But yeah, I want to see Greenwood on a lot earlier. Thought he deserves some more minutes on the pitch than what he's been getting. It's not right to see him come on so last minute against Chelsea. I know we were 4-0 up. But now we needed a bit of an impact, a bit of a young spark that could have changed the game for us. Make Wolves think, wow, who is this kid? And we didn't. We bring him on in the 88th minute, which was just a bit...
Too little, too late by then, wasn't it?
Yeah. And so then, obviously, Pereira as well. I don't know. Was there any negatives in terms of the players on the pitch? I mean, Daniel James will get a bit of criticism.
I think he'll get criticism for his final ball. But in terms of how dangerous he looked, I know other than that, obviously, final ball is a huge part of the game. Mm-hmm. But he's settling into the squad. He's settling into the pace of the Premier League. He's never played in a top league before. Yeah. So we've got to give him some time to settle in. Even if the talent's there, he's not used to this speed. He's not used to this kind of intensity. I think in terms of aggression and excitement, he went past players. He picked the ball up in good areas. He won the ball high up. Yeah. I think he looked really good or really promising.
I agree with Joe as well that Dan James, although he will receive a lot of criticism for his dive for the yellow card and stuff, but... Yeah. When he had the ball, he was kind of a bit like a bright spark in a way. Yeah. I think the only thing that was missing with Dan James was his pass in the final third.
Yeah.
With regards to some of the negatives, I think Luke Shaw, when, what's his name, came on?
Adama Traore,
sorry about that. But yeah, when Adama Traore came on, I think defensively Luke Shaw looked a bit weak. He couldn't deal with the pace, and what concerns me about that is Adama Traore isn't one player that you think of, oh, he's a world-class player in the Premier League. So the only thing I'm a bit skeptical of is what if Luke Shaw came up against better opposition?
But then he might not be the best on the ball, and you know Traore doesn't get many goals, but he is almost the perfect counter-attacking player, isn't he?
Yeah.
Whereas most teams who have better players than that, you know, Bernardo, no, maybe not City because they're going to be so hard to beat anyway.
Salah, then?
But someone like Salah, not only are we going to be sat back a bit more, we're not going to be counter-attacked by Liverpool quite as much. Also, you'll have people like Rashford and stuff like that sort of hopefully doubling up on him, which because we were trying to press, Luke Shaw kind of had to deal with Traore by himself, which obviously didn't show him in his best light.
Did Rashford, Martial, Lingard all do enough for United today?
I
personally think he did.
I think Lingard looked like he was sort of in between roles a little bit.
Yeah.
He was picking the ball up deep and not really doing much with it. I think Martial looked good. I think he held the ball up well. We were saying just before half time, I think he's actually quite a good hold up player. Because his touch is so good and his balance is so good. When he brings the ball down, it usually sticks to him better than it did to sort of Lukaku.
Yeah.
And obviously Rashford did well for the goal. But I think generally you kind of want to see more from all of them. And those runs in behind weren't really being kind of. They weren't done so much in the second half and they weren't being picked up. It was a strange contrast. You'd think, obviously, Traore is a dangerous player, but just how much better Wolves looked in that first 10 minutes of the second half.
It was.
I think it caught United off guard a little bit.
Fair play to them. Right, positives then. We have to look to the next game.
Yeah.
We have got 4 points out of the first two games.
Yeah.
We thought we were off to a flyer. But, you know, the players will learn from this. Oh, fingers fucking crossed they do. Is it going to be something... What would you want to see in the next game? Starting 11 comes out. Is it the same starting 11? Or do you want to see different players in different positions? Players getting opportunities?
I think with the starting 11 today, on paper, it looks encouraging because there wasn't really that much change from the Chelsea game.
Mm.
And the one change that happened was Andreas Pereira for Dan James. And as we've touched upon, Joe, on occasions, Dan James looked promising and encouraging.
Yeah.
He looked like if he had a few... I think if he had a few more games inside him, maybe he'd pick up that consistency and maybe he'd revealed like what he is as a footballer. Mm-hmm. I think from the next game, I don't want to see much change to the starting lineup because we saw that on and off switching from last season and we saw the impact it had on the squad. But I'd like to see more chances created. I don't think we created many chances. I don't even think we created many chances in the Chelsea game as well.
Not at all.
One positive is obviously the clinicalness, but those chances created are the one thing that does concern me, but that's what I want to see in the next game.
Yeah, five chances there from Pompeius that we created the whole game.
Yeah, something I think one thing I would like to say, though, in terms of positives is at the end of last season, United were so bad. What was it, 9 losses in the last 12 games or something? Yeah. There was a chance that we would start this season on that same form and things would completely collapse. There was a chance we could start this season looking as terrible as we did then.
Yeah.
And we could have lost to Chelsea and we could have had this result tonight and this could be the start of people saying Solskjaer out. We beat Chelsea convincingly. 1-1 away at Wolves, obviously, we had a great first half and you don't want to see that result. This start isn't that bad. And yeah, like I said, it could have been really awful if we'd have carried on that form from last season.
Yeah.
So the fact that we've started and we've clearly got a different style and we look much better than we ended last season, I think that's definitely a positive step forward.
Right, gents, thank you very much. Oh, go watch the watch along as well if you want to see us get really disappointed by Paul poor Pogba penalty. That's quite hard to
triple
say.
P.
When you're triple P. Make sure you subscribe to Trevor Paddock. Go and find us on Instagram and Twitter. All the fallout from all the press conference stuff will be on there. From Omar, Joe, myself, we're going to say goodbye and good night. Hit subscribe.
Bye-bye.
Bye.